Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Midterm Electrend Results, aka I took the walk to poll trend. That's what it would be called if it wasn't election results. But we will talk about Poland by Lil Yachty a little later on. You will explain it to me.
Or not. Let's just let it be a mystery, you know?
Okay. Anyways, the midterms. This is our first episode since the midterms results came in.
Yes. We just don't know technically, quite literally, what the balance is going to be of the House or Senate as of this time. A lot of races too close to call. Dr. Oz, though, that was a big L he took.
We do not exist in the timeline, in the Schrodinger's cat timeline, where the Dr. Oz is alive inside the box. Dr. Oz is no longer with
and
us.
And we'll cover this on the main episode tomorrow, but I do just want to give you all this little audio feast to nibble on as Fox News was trying to understand, why did Dr. Oz lose?
When it comes to the state of Pennsylvania, why did Dr. Oz lose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like, according to the exit polling, it's because Fetterman won.
Okay.
What?
57%.
Yep. Yeah.
Damn. I didn't know they were going to dig that deep into the numbers.
Yeah, got his ass.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, there's a lot. I think there's a lot to take from the election, like whether that's, you know, people understanding what kind of existential threats existed and they voted accordingly.
I mean, people aren't as stupid as the mainstream media wants you to believe a lot of the time. And preserving bodily autonomy is a winning issue, it turns out, in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And preserving democracy and repudiation of like Q MAGA bullshit seems to also be a winning issue, or at least not. It's not a losing. It's not a thing where, like, okay, the Republicans bring a bunch of Q election results doubting people into statewide elections and just like ride the Trump wave.
Right.
That does not appear to be the case. It seems to be diminishing returns on the whole. Whatever Trump's ego tells us to say is what we say.
Yeah. I know there's just a lot of head scratching going on, especially again for Trump, who, like, I think most, if not all of his picks just completely nosedived at the end there. So this will be very interesting to see how this affects the presidential nomination for the Republicans, because everybody's like finger pointing on the New York Post or Fox or whatever saying it's the guy from Trafalgar's fucking polling, or it's fucking Trump and his whatever. And then the other side of it is like, but Ron DeSantis won with like 20%.
Golly. Our king.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely a lot of eyes, a lot of flirty eyes being made at Ron DeSantis from the, you know, right wing media apparatus.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point that they're even saying, like, will Trump even announce on this coming Tuesday like he had planned? Because this is the weakest he's ever looked after these midterms.
Oh, yeah. And like Lara Trump was on fucking Fox last night. She was truly doing that. You wouldn't punch a man with glasses, would you? Kind of vibe. Like trying to contend with like, yo, that was a big L. I just wanted to play this. But she's like, we're ready for Donald Trump, right, folks? This is her last night.
And do we need to change course and we need to do it quickly? So I think if there's ever a time people are ready for Donald Trump to come back, it could be right now. We'll see what happens on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. That was after the result?
I think that was like as they were coming in.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like the candidates who could position themselves as outside of the like business as usual seemed to do pretty well. Like Fetterman, definitely not your usual candidate from like having policies that he mm-hmm. returned to repeatedly that seemed to be focused on people's lives, to his style that he brought, definitely outside of the mainstream. And it just remains to be seen. In LA, there were a lot of local wins. Former guest Hugo Sotomartinez seems like he's probably going to win. But it really remains to be seen whether the Democratic mainstream media pollster side is going to be like, so actually like do stuff for people seems to be, you know, actually talk to people about real issues instead of buying into bullshit media narratives. We'll see if they actually learn that lesson. I could just as easily see, an outcome where they're like, well, Oprah endorsed Fetterman. So that's what did it for us.
Yeah.
Folks.
They're the most patronizing bunch of clowns over there who act like they know better than the people who are living their actual lives in this country. So I'm sure there'll be a way to kind of dismiss it, entirely. But again, you know, I think for most people who may have just like been reading the news and like, it's a red wave, probably woke up to good news. But I think honestly, for how fucking craven the GOP is, I'm like, you know, probably could have fucking kept some majorities, to be honest, if you really put the pedal to the metal and tried to, you know, win some of these races rather than like dumping a ton of money in like these, you know, states where there wasn't really a chance, like Florida. But again, yeah. That's why I don't work in politics anymore. And I'm over here player hating from the sidelines.
But it does seem like one of the narratives I'm seeing is that it wasn't that Republicans even made electoral gains. What happened is that this was like a win. All their pickups were like gerrymandered districts, or most of their pickups were gerrymandered districts. So they just played the game and cheated at the game and got away with it better than we did is the winning talking point that mainstream Democrats seem to think it is.
Yeah. I do want to shout out, you know, there are a lot of places where like at the like state legislature level, there were some significant changes, like Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin prevented like a supermajority for Republicans. So it also shows too, like even at those smaller races, people are like actually connecting, you know, like party platforms with what their votes might look like within the state, especially with so many people, like the rallying cry being like, oh man, got to kick it to the states. Got to kick it to the states where it's all ghouls.
I think it's going to seem somewhat confusing because there's going to be like big wins for, you know, right-leaning people like Caruso. That race is still too close to call, but like Caruso seems to be doing pretty strong in the LA mayoral race. And he's just like a billionaire who, you know, wants to use police funding to address homelessness as opposed to, you know, actually
preventative shit.
Yeah, yeah. Preventative stuff. But I do think the idea of if you're able to say I'm not part of that status quo, the like Democratic Party that is like run by Wall Street, the Republican Party that is run by Wall Street, and also I'm not outside of the status quo and believing in QAnon, like those are the two things that seemed to perform. Being outside of the establishment and also not being QAnon seemed to be the big prevailing winds, but we'll see, because who knows how it's going to be spun, or even like the results are still early stages.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Because look, even if the Republicans get a majority,
it's going to be a mess.
It's also going to be a weird one too, because if they don't have a huge advantage, like trying to figure out who's like going to lead them in the House is also going to be a weird knife fight that I don't know. So one day at a time, but you know, as it stands, things are still a bit up in the air, but you know, there was definitely not a red wave.
Yeah. According to inside sources, Donald Trump is livid and screaming at everyone over Tuesday night's midterm results. That's what a Trump advisor told Jim Acosta. He is taking the L.
Yeah, he knows. I mean, you can't look at that. Like, when all your picks, they fucking lost.
Right. Except for Walker, right?
Yeah, which I think is going to go to a runoff.
Yeah.
And then imagine, right? That's the other fear, is if Trump announces his candidacy in between the runoff, like now in the runoff, that could harm Herschel Walker.
Right. But Trump also not announcing on his predicted timeline, which was created with the idea that he was going to be like riding a wave to his announcement, like not announcing on that would be humiliating to him, to his like very fragile ego. So that's also, I don't know, an interesting angle.
Thoughts and prayers to that man's ego.
I do like that they're saying they were all bad candidates. Candidates matter, because hopefully they continue to double down on the MAGA shit that people seem to be reacting badly to. Hopefully they're like, no, it was just these people particularly who were
it's
bad.
It's not the message that they all had the same message. Yeah.
And not the fact that our party has worked to systematically dismantle people's rights to healthcare and rights to bodily autonomy. Not that could have been.
No. But I mean, look, it shows. And like, now I'm like, I'm going to believe Mitch McConnell when he tells donors we have a candidate quality problem.
Right.
You know, like as he was saying in the summer when people were like, we'll see. But I think that was him being like, look, I'm a fucking ghoul. I know how to fucking win a competitive race, and just parading out a sentient conspiracy theory in the shape of a human is not going to actually win. But
one thing that seems to have changed is like the idea that young people don't vote. Gen Z turned out and voted a lot. And so I think hopefully like the one way that could go is just people start respecting the values and political leanings of Gen Z, which seem to be like much more socialist than anything that America's seen before. I think this will also be the most popular genre of bullshit news story, which is like analyzing like what's Gen different Z. About Gen Z? Why did they turn out? And
the answer is the same way they were looking at us. I'm like, what is it about millennials?
Yeah.
Exactly. We walked into a fucking just dead zone economically and have no access, no upward mobility. So we began questioning a lot of things.
The world is ending. Something new about this generation. The and world is Gen ending Z, and they can see it with their eyes.
You got a lot of Gen Z kids who were kids watching their parents be stressed out about the meltdown of like the 08 recession, and also being like, this is fucked up.
Right.
And are asking questions. But again, they're not going to be like, is it the policies of this country?
Mm.
What is it about? Oh, it must be Billie Eilish.
Is it the policies of this country? Is it the assumptions that we make about politics and a reaction to the bullshit narratives that they see on the front page of our newspapers and news websites?
The DNC can hire me and I'll say like, yo, bro, I have a really easy litmus test that we can use for your candidates. If I say I took the walk to Poland, what does that mean to you? And then I know where they are real quick.
30 minutes ago, I would have been not a viable candidate, but I am currently a viable candidate, and I'm happy to say.
I'm not going to do what the, you know, Pod Save guys talk about. Look through your phone. Who do you know? I'm going to look at your Spotify. Who are you listening to?
That's right.
What the fuck? Are you listening to old Bob Dylan? Come on, man. Where the fuck? Where's your turn-up music? Anyway, but I think at the end of the day, that's the biggest thing, too, is all the people who live at, like, 40,000 foot altitude because of their insulation due to socioeconomic status and things like that, are looking, I think they're unwilling to accept that they have no connection to the real world.
Right.
And they're like, what the fuck? Wow. What a wave. These people get like, yeah, motherfucker, people are suffering. So, and a lot of the times they're fed this thing of like, well, just get out and vote. That's not the only way we fix things, first of all. But there's just this like, the head scratching from both sides was truly something. And again, I think that's heartening to see like people who, you know, believe in the status quo and defend it to the end are like really like, whoa, okay.
What the heck? Yeah, there's a lot of unlearning that has to happen and just a lot of, you know, corporate machinery that would have to get on board with that unlearning. And it hasn't always been a strong suit for the Democratic Party and the mainstream media. So, but we will see. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today, and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And two stories about supposedly brilliant tech billionaires who don't know what the fuck they're doing. So Meta just laid off 11,000 people,
right?
Which, that's a lot of people.
That's that sounds like a decent amount of your staff there, all because you want to play video game Skull and hope that people want to be as far away from humans as you do.
I don't know.
Somehow, I think the better idea than the metaverse right now is like human, like legitimate human connection,
right?
Like some technology where it's like, have a conversation with other people and like, oh man, here's your legless fucking avatar. That's sweet, right?
Pretty sweet, man. But I mean, it says immersive.
It's a wild how much that stock has plummeted. Like, just, we were talking about Jim Cramer, who's like, I don't know what's happened here. Just a lot of bluster from the management.
I think they lost $80 billion a couple weeks ago.
And that's a lot of money.
That is like enough to crash the economy of a lot of countries around the world.
Okay. It's just so hard. It's such a big number. It just all feels make believe. But
yeah,
I'll believe you. Good luck, Mark.
And then Elon Musk. So like his whole big kind of top priority when he took over was like this verified idea, which was like, okay, so the one kind of currency for being official on Twitter is this check mark that we give out based on whether you're like a journalist or, you know, I actually don't know because I've never been verified. But there, his idea was to just kind of start selling that, which would totally render it useless. It didn't make any sense, like on the surface, and then none of the details of how he was planning to roll it out made it make any more sense. But he was adamant that like, we get this out and we get this out quick. It started appearing. I saw it on my like sidebar that like you could Twitter verified, like click this to figure it out. And then there was like also supposed to be an additional official check mark by established account names. And that was already showing up. And then like it just disappeared again.
Yeah. I mean, so there was the blue and then the official to say, because verification isn't, that word is so fucking stupid. You're not verifying shit. You're verifying that somebody has $8 this month. That's the most you could fucking verify.
Under this new model, that is all it verifies.
Yeah, there's no fucking identification. No, you're paying to lick this dude's boots. That's it. That's all you're fucking doing. And it's wild to see now, like, how much, like, it's, you're already starting to see how it's all getting fucking wonky. Like, somebody verified, like, a LeBron James account and was like, I'm requesting a trade. Thanks a lot, Link Show Nation. Part of me was like, okay, that's fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, man. Thanks a lot for your service. But then, again, it was done off, like, it was sort of one of the bigger examples that I saw of, like, see what happens? You put a check mark by this thing, people breathlessly take it because they see the blue check mark. But apparently now there's, like, a thing you can do where you can actually, like, click on the person's verified thing and you can see that, like, oh, this person got they checked because they're a Herb and they paid for Twitter Blue.
Right.
So there's that. But, like, there's already fucked up accounts like Libs of TikTok or like at Gays Against Groomers or whatever the fuck it is with verified check marks trying to, again, like all that does for the visual aesthetic of Twitter. I think like if you don't think critically, you're like, this is legitimate now.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah. And he just keeps saying about how the playing feels leveled. It's like, dude, no, it isn't.
No,
what are you talking about?
It's just creating additional confusion.
Yeah.
And all right, should we tell the people what taking the walk into Poland means, or do we just let them find out for themselves, Miles?
Look, if you took the walk to Poland, you know, okay? And if not, maybe you haven't heard the new Lil Yachty song. I think I talked about this on the show because somebody tagged me in a couple Lil Yachty Poland memes already. But it's just this fucking earworm with the most ridiculous chorus I've ever heard where Lil Yachty's just saying, I took the walk to Poland. And he's not talking W-A-L-K. He's not talking W-O-K. He's talking
W-O-C-K. I thought it was a World War II reference. Yeah.
No, not Blitzkrieg. Okay. He's talking about a brand of fucking lean, the syrup. And it's just that he can't put the bottle down. So he took it with him to Poland. That's it.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Hotline Bling and like some of those songs that are just like so simple and dumb that they just like sweep through the culture and everybody's obsessed with it very briefly. Except I think this one is undeniable and it's going to conquer the globe.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the booster. Get your flu shot.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.